Walking tours are a really good way of seeing a lot of old Beijing, especially the nature of how it's built up and how narrow the alleyways are. I think that would be perfect for an area like Dashala.
And you mentioned how narrow the alleys. It's also perfect for going around on a bicycle.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the oldest form of like Beijing transportation, or the most popular at least.
People ask me, Amy, they say, how have you got to know Beijing so well? Very easy, because a walk. And by walking, you're seeing things, you're observing, you're picking it all up. You don't see that in a car. You're fighting with other cars to find a space. But walking, cycling, you get the whole feeling.
Yes, I entirely agree. I mean, that's the only way to see old Beijing. Because, like you said, with the car, you're on the main streets. All the main streets have already been developed to the point where, you know, it's six lanes and you can't see anything, really. And you'll be very unpopular if you try and drive down the hutongs. Definitely, you have to walk. And you see something at every turn. It's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think you almost take it for granted when you live here. But, like you said, you bring your friends over here and they have a look and they're just like, wow, this is something we didn't even imagine this side of China.
Even walking today, just from San Letun past the elementary school down to here, I was seeing things and looking at things and smiling. I think, there you are. And I was interviewing a Dutch artist a couple of weeks ago who had an exhibition at the Meridian Space near Meshwagwan. And she told me that she finds her inspiration simply by walking on the street. She came to Beijing, she saw some of the big tourist sites, obviously, like the Dugong. But she says, Bruce, she says, I found the streets gave me so much. Now, we're talking of the hutong alleys around Meshwagwan.
Yes, I'm sure of it. Like, you know, the streets and also the parks. In the morning you go and you see people doing whatever it is that they need to do in the mornings, do their exercises and things like that. It's like a different city at that time of day.
Well, Amy, we could talk about parks. We could talk about the Tiantan Park early in the morning, the Ditan Park, the Jinshan Park. All these ones give you a fantastic insight. And of course, Amy, we talk of the Jinshan Park. Any visitor to Beijing should walk up to the pavilion at the very top and stand on the axis line of Beijing, because there you can actually see the importance of Beijing's historical urban geography.
Yeah, you can. Everyone should do that, and I recommend it to everyone because it is a beautiful view. And like you said, you can see exactly how important the sort of the north-south axis is for the city centre, how it was done, and you know, you can see the city walls and everything. It sort of sums up Beijing quite well, that view.
That, of course, takes us right down to the Tianmen Daji. When you're down there, you're right on this historic point of the city. This whole area, you've got the Jianluo Tower, the Zhongyanmen Gate, magnificent icons for that historic district.
Yes, for sure. I mean, those are some of the main, I would say, like, you know, the sort of the main Beijing icons, all the big city gates where you'd lead into like the trading areas and things like that. It's good that they've sort of kept them, however they have kept them, that they're still around, sort of as these like main, I guess, axis points. And you can get a sort of still a little bit of the flavor of how grand it was before. Even if it is new or whatever, if it's been restored, the feeling is still there.
Actually, the work that's been done around the Jianluo Tower over the years has been very good, because I remember that area, 1998, that was a bus station. When you came out of the western side of the Tianmen metro station, that semicircle below the tower was a bus station. And it was all diesel fumes. It was all, in the summer, it was hot, it was smelly. And it's when you're on the Tianmen Daji that you're then coming to the gate, the Da Sha Lar. And that's when things get really interesting, when you come to the old gate of that shopping street.
Yes, definitely. That's when you're sort of getting into the Da Sha Lar area. I would actually also add to that, when you're walking down Tianmen Daji, you can also walk to the side. And then you sort of get a more of a feel. If you go down the side alleys, I did that last time I went there, and It was extremely busy. It was absolutely packed. Actually, much more packed than the main Tiananmen, you know, the main Tiananmen walkway. And there you find all these restaurants and everyone's still working outside. And, you know, it's much more how I would imagine maybe Tiananmen was like before the renovations.
Yeah. And there's actually a restaurant down there, an old Beijing restaurant, and this guy stands outside and he's hearing, "Law Beijing, Law Beijing." And every time I go down, he's doing this. And I always say to people, "Wait till we hear this," and he'll do it for them. "Law Beijing, Law Beijing." And it's really great. And people love it. And like you see, the restaurants with these copper pots are sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, these sorts of areas, obviously there's a lot of tourists, like domestic tourists and foreigners that go down there. And it's become a little bit of a show, but it's still very much, you could imagine that that's what it would have been like to attract customers, you know, people shouting, people showing off their wares and all this kind of stuff. And it's, I think it's a very lively place to be. And I would definitely recommend anyone to have a look down the side alleys as well.
One reason people are going in these side alleys in the middle of summer is you get much more shade from the sunshine. On the Tiananmen Daji, it's wide. And if you are on the eastern side, you've got the direct sunlight coming in there. And I've noticed people keep over on the western side on the shadow. But in the little alleys, you don't have the direct sunlight coming in.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's much denser, isn't it? It makes more use of the space there. Also, I mean, if you've ever been shopping in Tiananmen, I haven't. I've only ever walked through. But, you know, it gets a little bit stressful because there's all these big brands and everything and everyone's hustling and bustling to try and get through. It's not the most pleasant shopping experience anymore.
Amy, that's not a problem for me. I don't shop, but I just like to go with my camera in the alleys.